Blog Talk Radio.
Let me send an email. I have to call on Monday.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove. You probably heard me before. I was mumbling. But anyway, bias, discrimination, and conspiracy is so important to talk about for me because I experienced it in more ways than one. I experienced racism, homophobia, all kinds of discrimination. But as with people who, as I said in the previous podcast, people who are racist or homophobic or discriminate in housing discrimination, disability discrimination, tend to be very ignorant of the laws. I have said in a previous podcast that I thought that the religion, like with Christianity or Buddhism or any type of religion who practice discrimination, like I mentioned Sodom and Gomorrah, which in my opinion was twisted to with people perpetuating racist beliefs or homophobia. It was perpetuated for people to use their bias, to use like homophobia to target gay people or any type of discrimination. It could be homophobia, anti-Semitism, etc. Well, unfortunately, the response online is that some people think that what I say, because they're ignorant, they saw I have schizophrenia because I mentioned stuff like that. It is perfectly fine for me to criticize religion. It's separation of church and religion. This is not, you're not supposed to use religion to determine people what to say or not to say. And also, you know, this person's ignorant. Their IQ is lower than my shoe size. Schizophrenia has nothing to do with homosexuality. It has been already been shown that being gay is not a mental illness. That has been shown almost 100 years ago in the 1950s with science. Again, we have to know our facts and we have to know scientific knowledge and actual academic knowledge in order to understand what's going on in this situation. I don't like when they say I'm schizophrenic because I stay away from those people because those people are dangerous. They're ignorant. These people don't even know what schizophrenia is. Schizophrenia has nothing to do with homosexuality. It has nothing to do with me speaking out against religion or government. That is a right under the Bill of Rights and United States Constitution. But bias, there's no excuse to be biased in any way in the 21st century. Unfortunately, there are still tons of people who are still living like it's in the 19th century. They're still racist people, homophobic people. They don't understand how to live around people who are who have different lifestyles or different beliefs like you and me, and that has been going on since the beginning of time. That we have called out because the U.S. Constitution protects people. That's why we separate church and state. I don't hang around or want to deal with anyone who's a bigot. Being African-American and being gay, I has been targeted because I own a home, because someone didn't like my race. They falsely targeted me simply because I was black. They thought I was some criminal or some dangerous person. And the truth is most black people are not dangerous. There are a few. The stereotypes are true for a few, but most people are not. We should not go by race to determine someone's character or someone's sexual orientation, especially when I'm living in California with all these anti-hate laws. But it really is really sad because these same individuals try to manipulate the situation by falsely accusing, making up lies to the state government and the fair housing that I was doing well, and making other lies to try to cover up their hatred. And that means I have to report this. I have to go and send a letter and send an email to file discrimination. When someone calls me the N-word all the time, or someone says they don't like my lifestyle, then something is wrong with this picture. This person is hateful. This person is acting out on their beliefs. Okay? It's okay to act out on their beliefs, but when you target me and say, try to get me to move out and make, and then what's really how diabolically dangerous they are is to make up stories about my mental health to people to cover up their sociopathy. It is not fair. Discrimination goes hand in hand with biases. I don't deal with anybody. These people were saying, this guy said he wanted to get me hung, like hanging, like in lynched. And they know that person should be investigated for a hate crime. If he don't like being around black people, he should not be living in the state of California or any part of this United States. If you don't like gay people, you can go and get in a lot of trouble. It's frowned upon to be hatred. We're already dealing with gay marriage, which is an issue. There are lots of gay people. And expressing myself about these issues make me pretty much a normal person. There are millions of people doing the same thing I'm doing on podcasts and in politics and et cetera, et cetera. So to say that I'm schizophrenic because I express being truthfully gay is an ignorant person. But on the side issue, you know, I dealt with the same criminal, the same sociopath, like for folks who call me schizophrenic simply because I was into rock music or I'm into Buddhist. I mean, these people are ignorant. These people should not be even coming to anybody until they know that they take a lesson. Take a lesson on how to deal with people. And they can use the excuse, or I had to listen to God. I had to listen. There's no indication that God has said these things. And if there is a God, and I do believe in God, I do believe in religion, it's their own bias. They're hateful. And they're on the wrong side of God, in my opinion, because God is in everything. As I said before, it's been shown that with heterosexuality, homosexuality has been around since the beginning of time, and it will stay on this planet to the end of time as long as this planet is the way it is. There is a phenomenon that we cannot understand, meaning just like with heterosexuality, and it's been shown in animal kingdoms, scientific knowledge, academic knowledge. We got to know what the truth is. You can believe what you want to believe, but we can't go by a belief. We have to go by facts. But I don't want to deal with no homophobe or no somebody using their religion to discriminate. As again, as I said before, the U.S. Supreme Court probably will rule in favor of discrimination in the form of religious freedom. Religious freedom is should not be used to discriminate on people based on sex, sexual orientation, race, religion, etc. Shoot, me being gay, I can't help that I'm gay. I knew I was gay alone naturally. It was no way I can say, oh, I'm going to try to be something that I'm not. I can't. I'm not bisexual, and I'm not the stereotype, as I mentioned. But there are lots of gay people who fit that stereotype of doing this and doing that, and I don't. We all, there are multi-diverse group of people. It is normal. It has nothing to do with mental illness. It has to do with just life itself. And these people cannot accept reality. Being a homophobe has nothing to do with someone's higher power. It has to do with someone's bigotry. You know, it really is sad that these people don't know basic common sense in 2022. The best explanation that I can say is that while everybody has their belief, whether it's true or ignorant or not, you know, whether it's true or what we believe, they have a right. But it has no right to act out on any hateful beliefs. And that is the fact of life, how we deal with people. And the truth is we're always going to deal with somebody who looks or acts different from us on this planet, no matter where we go or where we be. In Los Angeles, or Los Angeles County is very liberal. It's left of, it's very left, and so is San Francisco. So I'm glad to be out here because they have those laws. It would be a different case if I was in South Carolina or Arizona or somewhere or other place where it's more conservative or where people really, you know, have laws that and people, a lot more people who believe otherwise. Of course, I should be careful what I say, even though I strongly believe what I feel, you know, because we have to go by facts and look at how people look at, you know, listen to our doctors, look at information in the past and come up with plausible conclusions. We should not go by a belief in a religion to make decisions on the society. Because a belief in religion is just what it is, a belief. Like Sodom and Gomorrah, it was something written by a person. That was not necessarily written by God. It is shown to be truthful that there's no evidence that a higher power written it. They may say, oh, they were influenced by God, but there was no proof that God wrote it. It was just a belief. Whereas the fact is shown by evidence of birth or factual by evidence of how people are or what happens to a person experienced through psychology or through the sciences or through a doctor, it shows more proof that can show a factual explanation. But it's important that my situation, that when I'm dealing with bias, and bias could be directly and indirectly, and it was both. I do have somebody who say they're Republican, say they're conservative, and that's fine. I don't question their beliefs because I know what that meant. But when they say homophobic or racist stuff, then I say, okay, I think they should not say the N-word or not say anything that's racist. I mean, there's laws, housing laws, that saying the N-word or saying the F-word. Or, you know, when I say F-word, I mean for homosexuality. So that is what it is. You know, it's basic common sense how you deal with people. That is truly the right way on dealing with people. But the world in this country in particular is diverse. It always will be. There will never be or can never go back to where it used to be because we know more than we did in the. So with discrimination, I have to record it. So when someone calls me the N-word or someone discriminates me on I'm gay, I can't keep quiet about it because, you know, it has to be addressed. I have no interest in anybody, you know, like I keep to myself and I see people with different beliefs. So I keep it to myself. I don't even mention them. But they have a problem with my lifestyle or something. Yes, something is wrong with them. That's the universal explanation. But if it's bias or discrimination, they want me to leave or try to attack me verbally, and which it has happened. Gossip behind my back, saying all these beliefs that they have a right to believe what they want. But when they say they were trying to tell people lies and try to act out on it, which I believe they have, it requires somebody to investigate because no type of discrimination should be tolerated in a housing or disability too. You know, it really is sad, you know, but, you know, because I'm a focal point with my podcast, I have to be very careful what I say. And it's the truth. No type of discrimination should be allowed. But people are biased anyway, and they have to get the government involved. They have to. They have to be involved to make sure that everybody, regardless of what belief they are, what color, what religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, or whatever whoever they want to be, should be allowed to live in peace and not be targeted because of someone's bigotry. No religion and no book, Bible, or anything should be allowed. And we have the Bill of Rights and we have the Constitution, which shows us that we had to separate church and state. You know, I'm already dealing with other issues. You know, I talk about same issues about my music. You know, that's an off topic. You know, conspiracy is like, okay, someone is a criminal. He's a crook. He should be arrested for stealing. Okay, I wrote that song, you know. I bring that up. That's an off topic. So, and I paid it out of my pockets. That's plain and simple. It's my song. They have no right to go and steal it or use it. That they didn't pay for it and they didn't write anything. And nothing. There's no. They're evil. They should be arrested, or you know, for fraud or something. It's not theirs. It's like stealing from robbing a bank. It's just plain and simple. Same is with discrimination. There is no excuse to discriminate. Okay? But, you know, the conspiratorial value is I just can't believe this guy is making up stories about me, calling people, sending letters with lies to manipulate. But these people are sociopaths. And not only, for me, prejudiced people, but they are also criminals and dangerous. As you said, it's been noted that people who tend to believe in bias, who are biased, who are homophobic, who are racist, or so on, are ignorant, and it can be dangerous when they act out on their beliefs. I leave it there, but, you know, it should be no excuse to be biased against me simply because I speak out about it, and to make up false allegations that I'm schizophrenic because I say I'm gay shows how ignorant they really are. They really are not only ignorant, but they should get an education before they say anything. Get an education on what schizophrenia is. It has nothing to do with sexual orientation. But, you know, I know that there, you know, in this area, there's still a lot of people who are conservative. I know that. But even if I was living in South Carolina or Arizona, no one should be targeted for race. No one should target me or anybody because of whether or religion. No one should target me or you or anybody for sexual orientation, sexual identity, etc. And there are people who are bigoted. And they act on their beliefs. And they should be investigated. There's no excuse whatsoever. I did explain in a previous podcast that what I like and what I like, I don't fit the stereotype. You know, people have these stereotypes of people that are negative stereotypes. Like they have the black people are dangerous and black people are not dangerous. Then they have those stereotypes of gay people like, oh, I wear a dress, or I'm into drag queens. The answer to that, as I said before, I do not wear dresses. I'm a typical guy. I wear pants, jogging pants, a typical guy. And I'm not interested in any transsexual or drag queens. I never was and never will be attracted sexually to a drag queen or to a transsexual. I have no interest in them sexually. However, for those who do have fit those stereotypes, that is perfectly fine. That is normal. As I said before, that is normal. Those are not necessarily negative. That's just part of the mainstream. There's diverse, many different types of gay people and many different types of straight people. I mean, and not my sexual preference. But again, as I said this before, people who are gay, you know, who are gay and who are into transsexuals or drag queens. That's their business, and that's fine. I'm not, but again, transsexuals and drag queens should not be discriminated. Nobody should be discriminated. They should be respected. But for me, sexual preference, not my type. But they should be respected always, just like they're just as good as anybody else. We have our preferences. And besides, what I just said is normal. I mean, it's typical for podcasts. I mean, there's nothing wrong with what I said. My health is fine. I mean, if someone thinks something wrong with me, what I said, because I say this, then they're ignorant. I have to stay away from ignorant people. Again, no one should be discriminated. And again, there are straight people who dress in drag or wear dresses too. Celebrities and non-celebrities, that is their right. It's nothing wrong with it. Those are not negative stereotypes, but there are so many different types of people who don't do that, and I'm one of them. I have my own stereotype of what I do, but that's part of my life. But it's not anybody's business. But still, bias, discrimination should not be tolerated. And for me to talk about it, it's healthy. It's nothing wrong with what I say. It is ignorant and wrong when someone says something is wrong with me mentally. It's because they haven't got enough education on the topic of being open-minded. Inclusion is the way. Now, the conspiracy thing, I don't get it. It should be a universal explanation. Any type of discrimination, any type of bias should not be tolerated. Good day, good night from Dub Night.